This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 29, 2009. Submission to the Father. The scripture is John 5, verse 19. The Son can do only what he sees his Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Like all of the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit, self-control is one of Christ's character traits. Jesus often made clear that he had submitted his will and life to God. "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will," he explained, "but to do the will of him who sent me." That's why, at the most crucial point in his life, Jesus could pray, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." In the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus wrestled with a horrifying thought of bearing the weight of the world's sin, he submitted himself to his Father's will, knowing that it was good, pleasing, and perfect. In the same way, neither the words nor works that Jesus spoke and performed were by his own authority, but by his Father's. "The words I say to you I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work." In everything he thought, said, and did, Jesus submitted himself to the Father. Jesus turned over his will and life completely to God. He was God-controlled, and that's why he knew self-control. We, too, need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us so that increasingly we become mastered by none other than the Master himself.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.